Welcome back to Star Realms Minicast. Paul Solomon here. And I want to first today talk about, follow up on yesterday's question today. I didn't exactly tell you my strategy. And I played, today I played 5 tabletop games and a couple more online. And I continue to see these games in which it's early BattleBot Convoy Bot or BattleBot Missile Bot or whatever. 2 attacking scrappers, and I've got to do that. So again, my keys are number 1, keeping good control over your deck sizes. Try not to get 4, you know, try not to have 14 cards. I'll go to 15 instead of 14 to make sure I can see those scrappers again. And especially filling in the holes with explorers so that the next time I see them, I can scrap them as well. They just sort of plug the gap for the one deck cycle. I like that play. The other thing is, at the end of this game, a little bit of insurance to keep me afloat is either an outpost or 2 or some heals. So, for example, if you can have a cargo pod get you up to a peacekeeper, you're good. You're just going to sit on that and you're going to swing for 12 every time you play it. If you can put a, a battle station out as well, that's great. You don't really need a lot of synergies with these decks as far as I'm concerned. Obviously, it's better if you can get it, but just consolidating for attack cards and not worrying about the trade bots or the trade pods or supply bots or, trade haulers, any of that stuff, freighter. Don't need it. Scrap down and use that attack as fast as you can. Of course, like everything in this game, it's situational. It depends. You have to counterpunch with your opponent a little bit. But whereas in most games, you might need bases and authority gains to slow down things and give yourself time to scrap, in this game, you're going to be scrapping quickly, and so it's not as important. Anyway, still love to hear your thoughts on that. Give a call and let me know. Some exciting updates in the school tournament I played today. We decided to do a 5-game series for the finals, and a student and I started playing. I won the first game pretty handily. Not sure if I can remember how exactly, other than good scrap and maybe some blue with a few bases. No, it was a yellow-blue. It was an Alliance deck, Alliance frigate, and maybe 1 or 2 of those command centers hanging off the Falcon and just some good stuff moving against the deck that I don't think really scraps fast enough. In the second game, though, I had a really awesome blue deck with Peacekeeper and Security Craft and all these big attacking blue cards that kept hitting for authority gains. So I was up at 67 authority at one point, but I didn't really have any scrap, and so that doesn't work. You need to know this. Blue doesn't really work without red on its own, I don't think. I think your opponent can kind of beat you if they deny you all the red. That's one of the things I read in that countermeasure strategy post on Mega Holland, which was written by Talby, and it's true. I mean, if your opponent's going for blue, deny them red, and that's good. Anyway, my opponent did deny me red for the most part, until my deck was too big for it to matter, and he had, at the end of the game, a crazy strong deck. His Oracle was out like 3 turns in a row, I couldn't do anything. But at the end of the game, he was getting 10 bucks every turn, and so he had Union Cluster, Blob World, Factory World, Stealth Tower, and it was a mess. So, 1-1, and down to the best of 3. We will probably continue on Friday or Thursday, perhaps. More to come on this.
Question of the daytime, and today I'm thinking about Star Realms Frontiers. Star Realms Frontiers is the new standalone base set for the game. We have the vanilla, we have Colony Wars, and then Frontiers, which means it introduces a new 80 cards to the game. And so the question today is, what are you expecting from the set? What are you looking for? What cards are you hoping for? What actions, etc.? And actually, White Wizard Games put out fairly low resolution image that showed the uncut sheet with all the cards on it. You couldn't really make out a lot of things, but a few things are discernible. For example, there seems to be some sort of a super loyal colony, which is, the loyal colony is a blue base with seven cost base that gives you three each, money, combat, and authority. And this appears to be a card like that that does four or five of each. So it must be eight cost. I don't think it's an outpost, but I don't know. That's going to be a good card. I think Loyal Colony is a pretty good card. Not a tremendous card, but a good card. Good early card. And this will be awesome. Most interested in the Hive Queen, which is going to be some kind of a massive green ship. I'm expecting it to be an eight and kind of rival Leviathan. My guess is that it does something like scrap up to five cards in the row, take a card of cost two or less into your hand for free, and do six damage. Something like that. That's actually not that much better than Battle Screecher. Anyway, some combination of that, because we have Leviathan doing the base destruction, and I think that the scrapping the trade row is probably going to be what's played on there for the Queen. Let's see what other things. We know that the yellow cards are going to have, instead of a lot of recycling, which would be a draw then discard, or sorry, discard then draw, we're going to have more of a draw then discard, which they were going to call strafe. They were going to add that keyword. They decided not to. Anyway, three thoughts there. I'll hop on later and tell you some more. Call into the show, leave us a message, and tell me what you're looking forward to or hoping for. See you next time. I forgot to mention that we know for sure that loyalty will be a new keyword in the game, or at least a new mechanism. And this is like sort of double down allies, where Ion Station, for example, is a blue base that I think it's a five cost blue base, and an outpost maybe for five defense, gives you $2. And if you have a blue ally, gives you an extra $2. And if you have two blue allies, and this is the loyalty component, you get an extra heal four, attack four. That card is crazy. The interesting thing about the game for me, well, I shouldn't say that. One of the interesting things about the game is the way in which it rewards you for defying the myth of faction. That is to say, you know, going for cards outside of what are just a single faction. The game would not be very interesting if you were just incentivized to just buy yellow. Of course, you get synergies, but there are rewards for going outside of that. The loyalty is going to change that a little bit, I think, or at least redistribute the balance. And I guess I'm looking forward to it. I've played with Ion Station a bunch in the physical game. I think just a proxied printout thing. But it's a great card, and so I'm looking forward to some of that. Light Cruiser's another example, which is maybe a three-cost yellow ship that does, I think it does three attack, allies for two, and loyalty will get a draw. So that's pretty good in one of those yellow decks with, like, survey ships and cargo ships and corvettes and stuff. Cargo launches, I'm sorry, my apologies. Trying to think if there's anything else I can remember. That's it for now. See you later. It's a big night. Star Realms pre 2-7 coming up in just a little bit. Tonight's format is Queen Bee, aka Colony Wars, and United. I've been playing this format for about a week and having a pretty good time of it. I think I'm 34-18, 65% win rate. Hope to do okay, but I'm also headed out to do some game design for a game company here in St. Louis, and they're definitely not going to want me on the app. That's all right. I'll be a little distracted, but I'll get my plays in. We'll see how it goes. Stay tuned. Well, it was an eventful Star Realms pre tonight. As I said before, I was preoccupied. I was busy. My apologies to my opponents, because sometimes I had to take small breaks in between turns. I'm sure that was frustrating. Let's see. I played, I think, Snips was his name in the first round of the tournament. And for a minute there, I thought I was matched up with Angry Panda, or that didn't happen, apparently. But Anyway, Snips, I can't even remember what happened in this game other than I had a ton of blue, which happened in all the games that I played. And, I mean, I was paying only half attention. I feel bad for that. But got enough good heals and money to buy some good cards and big attacks, and I just sort of chipped away. It seemed close for a while, and then eventually I think I ended at 60 minus 10 or something. So moved on to the second round. I've never won two games in Star Realms pre. If you'll recall, I hadn't made it past the second round. Or past the, yeah, second round. And then I won the first round on a disqualification, and then it won the second round. Two times ago, maybe. Yes. This time, I won the first round, and the second round advanced on disqualification, and lost in the third round. In any case, I made it to, like, the quarterfinals, and I got more standings points, which kept me in ahead of the cut for the Invitational Championship. And that's really kind of my goal. I mean, there's three more of these left, 8, 9, and 10. I'd really like to win one of them. That would be awesome. But who knows? All I can do is keep showing up to play. And what I really want to do here is make the finals. Try to show well over there, because I think it's probably 2 out of 3 in the finals. And naturally, that's gonna give you some time. It's not live. It's not a live tournament like these are. And anyway, that's my hope. Star Realms Pre 2-8 was fun. And off for the next one. Till then. All right, that's going to do it for Star Realms Minicast today. Thank you, as always, for listening, and I'll see you next time. Until then, I'll see you on the realms.
The podcast you just heard was recorded with Anchor. If you want to make your own, download the Android or iOS app completely free from anchor.fm/podcast. That's anchor.fm/podcast.